In a federal district court in Manhattan, the trial of lawyer Lynn Stewart has reached a key moment. Stewart is accused of unlawfully helping an Islamic militant cleric communicate with his followers from prison. While today's proceedings were relatively quiet, Stewart has faced several days of intense cross-examination by the prosecution. On the stand, Stewart has cited a need for violence against, quote, entrenched capitalism. Julia Preston has been covering the trial for the New York Times. Preston says the prosecutor has been asking Stewart some very difficult questions.
It has, I think, been quite damaging for Ms. Stewart because the way he's asked the questions has forced her to acknowledge that she was quite aware of the support of violent action of her client. The man that she represented is Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman. He's an Egyptian Muslim fundamentalist sheikh who is in federal prison on a life sentence for terrorist conspiracy.
The case centers around her role in delivering messages from Sheikh Rahman. What specifically is she accused of doing?
She is accused of breaking an agreement that she made and signed several times to uphold restrictions on the imprisonment of her client, the sheikh. Most of the events in the trial center on meetings that she had with the sheikh in the prison in May of 2000. After that, she went out of the prison, and several weeks later, she called a journalist in Cairo and relayed a message from the sheikh to the journalist. The restrictions that she signed explicitly prohibited her helping the sheikh to communicate with the media. And so on the merits, on the sort of narrow issues, there doesn't seem to be much doubt left in the case that Ms. Stewart did, in fact, violate those restrictions.
Lynn Stewart actually faces a constellation of charges. Could you just walk us through that?
Yes. She's facing two levels of charges. On one hand, there are three charges that she lied to the government by signing agreements to uphold the prison restrictions. In addition, there are two much more serious terrorism charges in which the prosecutors have accused her of providing material aid to terrorism by making the sheikh's words available to his followers in Egypt.
What kind of penalty does she face?
If she's convicted on all charges, she faces about 35 years in prison. Lynn Stewart is 65 years old, and so in practice, that would be a life sentence.
Well, in this case, the defense attorney finds herself on the stand. How have they mounted her defense?
Basically by arguing that she had a right and a privilege to define her approach as a lawyer to defending this sheikh. She's described the sheikh as a man who was in prison under extremely harsh conditions, which is certainly true. He's been in solitary confinement for probably 9 years by this time. He had virtually all of his communications cut off. He's an ailing man who suffers from diabetes. And she has argued that keeping his voice in the public forum was part of her defense. And so, in a certain way, the facts are not as much in dispute as two completely different views of what they signify. The prosecutor saying that this is terrorism, Lynn Stewart saying that this is a legitimate and legal lawyer's defense.
Julia, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Julia Preston covers the Manhattan federal courts for the New York Times.